From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said, "We will see what happens. Certainly, that is not the first choice." When reporters asked him Wednesday whether he plans to take military action against North Korea, Trump spoke to reporters following a telephone call with China's president.
"We had a very good conversation with President Xi of China. It lasted for about 45 minutes. He's very much in favor of the denuke of North Korea. And we're talking about different things. We have some things we're going to be talking again soon."
The president speaking to reporters on Air Force One. The Voice of America asked him what he discussed concerning North Korea with the Chinese leader. Trump replied that President Xi would like to do something on North Korea, but it is unclear, he said, whether or not he can do it. The president also said he's confident Congress will act to protect 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from being deported, even after he moved to end the program that kept them from being returned to their home countries.
"Congress, I really believe, wants to take care of the situation. I really believe it. Even very conservative members of Congress, I've seen it firsthand. If they don't, we're going to see what we're going to do."
The president said he told congressional leaders at a White House meeting before leaving Washington, "If we can get something to happen, we're going to sign it and we're going to make a lot of happy people." The president's been widely criticized by Democratic lawmakers and some Republicans for rescinding the program that was created by then-President Barack Obama for undocumented immigrants. The program kept them in the U.S. to study, work, and serve in the military. This is VOA News. The Turkish foreign minister is due to fly to Bangladesh for talks on Rohingya Muslim refugees who are fleeing fighting in neighboring Myanmar. Correspondent Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul that Turkey says it will send 1,000 tons of aid for the refugees.
Turkish Foreign Minister Çavuşoğlu will fly to Bangladesh Wednesday and is due to hold talks in the capital, Dhaka. Ankara is pressing Bangladesh to give sanctuary to all Rohingya Muslims fleeing Myanmar. More than 120,000 of them have entered Bangladesh, fleeing Myanmar's military operations against insurgents. Çavuşoğlu is also due to visit Rohingya refugee camps and said Turkey would give financial assistance to Bangladesh if it continues to give refuge to those fleeing Myanmar. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has condemned Myanmar for its ongoing military operations.
"Orada bir soykırım var. Buna karşı sessiz duruyorlar. Kardeşlerim,
there is genocide there. Those who close their eyes to this genocide, perpetuated under the cover of democracy, are its collaborators," Erdogan said Friday. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The Caribbean island of Barbuda is completely isolated after taking a direct hit from Hurricane Irma, the strongest Atlantic storm in recorded history. There's no power on the island and no way to communicate with the outside world. And meanwhile, the French President Emmanuel Macron said he expects the toll Irma took on the French West Indies, including Saint Martin and Saint Barts, to be, quote, harsh and cruel, with considerable casualties and damage. The American island of Puerto Rico is next in Irma's path. High winds and rain were starting to lash the island late Wednesday afternoon. The U.S. territory is in the middle of a financial crisis, and officials there say it could be as long as 6 months to restore electricity to the entire island if power is knocked out. The U.S. National Hurricane Center predicts what it calls the extremely dangerous core of Irma to pass over Puerto Rico's northern coast Wednesday night on its way to the Dominican Republic and Haiti. And DNA tests done on the remains of the Spanish artist Salvador Dali revealed he is not the father of a Spanish psychic who claimed to be his only child and heir. The Gala Salvador Dali Foundation said in a statement released Wednesday, the results showed the exclusion of Salvador Dali as the biological father of the woman. You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.